MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. The Roswell Animal Shelter will be closed until at least March 23rd as the staff conducts a deep cleaning of the facility following confirmation of canine distemper among dogs at the shelter. Roswell Animal Services will continue to accept emergency intake of dogs, which will be housed at a separate facility to prevent further exposure to the highly contagious virus. The 7 dogs that were tested showed no outward signs of the illness other than a slight runny nose, yet they tested positive for distemper. This means the disease was present in their bodies, even though they were not yet showing major symptoms. This silent threat puts every dog at the facility at risk. Per policy, every animal currently in the shelter must either be reclaimed by its owner or will, unfortunately, have to be euthanized within the next 15 days. Roswell Animal Service staff said no amount of cleaning or caution can stop an outbreak if pet owners fail to vaccinate their animals as required by city ordinance. The Animal Services team will continue to doing everything in its power to mitigate the crisis, but the responsibility to prevent future spread of the disease also lies with pet owners. And in its latest update, the Texas Department of State Health Services reported 198 cases of measles across West Texas. The number of cases in New Mexico also tripled in one day to 30, and a death of an unvaccinated adult occurred late last week, local health officials said. In Texas, the DSHS said 23 patients of the 198 were hospitalized as of Friday morning. Officials said most cases were among patients who were not vaccinated. In addition to Texas and New Mexico, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed measles cases in Alaska, California, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, New Jersey, New York City, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Washington, though the majority are in Texas and New Mexico. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.